Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at Digital Ignition. I am Mike Sammond alongside John Ray. Hello, John.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Excited for today's show. We've got a very special guest in the studio.
We have cleared the decks for a great guest.
Senator Brandon Beach, who is the CEO of the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, is with us, but some big news regarding his future, and we'll talk about that.
Yep.
The news is already out there.
The news is out,
He's going to be with the North Fulton CID, so we'll talk about the changes ahead for him and what's going on here in North Fulton. But before we get to Brandon, let's take care of one of our partners, Roswell Infinity.
Always big news out at Roswell Infinity, as they are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. Well, our guest is Brandon Beach. And Brandon, good morning. Great to see you as always. A big friend of the show and a friend of Business Radio X. So we appreciate you coming in.
Well, Mike, John, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Had a little smile on his face this morning when he found out that the Business Radio X, the corporate office, is actually here in North Fulton.
Well, so that's a good thing. Yes, I did not know that. I apologize, but I'm glad to have him here.
Brandon always has his North Fulton hat on, so The great thing about Brandon. He's a big supporter of business in North Fulton.
So nothing's really going on, nothing really to talk about. No, really, you've got a lot going on. It was recently announced that you're going to be leaving the Greater North Fulton Chamber and working with the North Fulton CID. Talk about what's going on in the change.
Well, I tell you, I've been at the Chamber 15 years, and it was time. I've accomplished all I wanted to accomplish there, and we feel good about leaving it in good shape. The next CEO is going to get a chamber that's trending in the right direction, memberships up, renewals are up, events are sold out. When I first got there, we had no money in the bank. We actually owed the Bank of North Georgia $150,000. We have no debt. We have reserves, and we're in Class A office space. We were in an old house when I first got there 15 years ago. So we've trended upwards, and really it gives me an opportunity to work on something I'm passionate about, transportation. And the North Fulton CID is committed to increasing mobility and decreasing congestion. And it's something I'm passionate about, is to try to get transit and transportation infrastructure up the 400 corridor. And the North Fulton CID will give me that vehicle to do that and really concentrate on that one issue, which is going to be helpful to the chamber, because economic development, transportation is a critical component. And so I think it's a win-win for everybody. And I'll be in the same office, but I'll just wear a different hat. I'll just continue to be part of this community, but with the North Fulton CID.
Now, Brandon, before you're always good at looking ahead, which is one of the things that everybody loves about you. You look ahead and you're visionary. But before we let you look too far ahead, reflect on your time at the chamber. I mean, we've got a lot of business owners that are obviously listeners. You know, they have challenges, and I think there's a lot of business lessons in you know, building a business that's, you know, has issues. You took it on, had some hair.
I had a full head of hair when I started. I don't have that now, but I will tell you, it's not only do I not have hair, it's gray. Yeah. But I will tell you, one of the things we did when I got there, we were a small, I would say, mom and pop chamber, and we decided to surround ourselves with a very good board of directors, which you are a member of, John, and we appreciate your serving on the board. Also, we really hired good people. And I didn't do this on my own, but we came up with a business plan. We wanted to be involved in economic development, and we wanted to be involved in public policy. is we thought both those things were important to drive for small business. So we really got involved in it. One of the things I'm really proud of, when I got to that chamber, we didn't have one single board member that served on a state or a regional board. Now we have over 15 board members on the board of the North Fulton Chamber that are either on MARTA, GRETA, the World Congress Center, the GDOT board. And you say, well, why is that important? That gives you a seat at the regional and state table. And it gives you what I call starch in your shirt. It gives you some credibility when you have a board that is involved in the region and with the state. And we've done a real good job of getting people in the right places and the right positions to give North Fulton some credibility and give them some horsepower, if you will. And listen, we were very fortunate. Let me just say, the leadership before I even got here put the fiber in the ground. We got four exits off 400. Five with Roswell, Holcomb Bridge on up. And so when you look at everything north of the river, it's really grown. I mean, we've got 900 technology companies up the 400 corridor, and that wouldn't have happened without the infrastructure in place to do that. But on the chamber side, I am really proud of what we did. We went from 740 members. We're close to 2,000 right now. We've got, like I said, we had no money in the bank. We had a $150,000 loan we had to pay off. We paid that off. Now we have, money in reserves, and we're trending upwards on every program and everything we're doing.
And I think people, maybe they take the chamber for granted in the sense the way the chamber runs. I mean, you're always having to talk about your relevance to your members, right?
Right.
I mean, every day you're proving yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. You have to prove yourself every day, and we have to have wins. And we've had several wins at the chamber since I've been there. One of the first things we did was create the CID because we needed to build West Side Parkway. And when we created the CID, we decided we didn't want to spend money on the CID for furniture, fixtures, rent, and computers and copy machines. So we brought it in the chamber. We modeled it after the Cumberland CID so we could spend as much money as possible on West Side Parkway and infrastructure. And then the CID's grown, and we've done the landscaping on all four interchanges. We've done the North Winds Parkway. We've done that nice, beautiful bridge over George 400 that links the mall to the amphitheater. And so the other initiative that we took on was when the late Bob Fulton passed away, the amphitheater kind of floundered. And the chamber decided, with the help of Mike Nixon and Penn Hodge, to bring that thing back and bring it to fruition. And now, I mean, we've got great concerts, and it's a great tool in our toolbox from economic development to have a 12,500 seat amphitheater with the talent we have that's coming to that amphitheater. So those are some of the initiatives, but we have, and then in the last year, our main initiative has been the Talent Coalition to make sure that we have the talent for these 21st century jobs.
Senator Brandon Beach is our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio. People hear CID. I don't think a lot of people understand exactly what a CID is or does. You kind of explained a lot of the improvements you're doing, community improvement districts.
Right.
There seem to be popping up over the last 5-10 years. More and more of these are becoming, are getting out there. What is the need for these CIDs?
The first one was created by Johnny Isaacson and Roy Barnes when they were in the state legislature. There was a need in the Cumberland area for the Kennedy Interchange, and they had to figure out how they could fund some of the design and the environmental and so on. So they created this idea to have a business self-taxing district. So what happens is you outline this district and you draw a map, and then you have to get so many property owners to sign up for it. It's a voluntary tax. It's 3 mills in our CID. So we generate about $3.2 million a year in business taxes only, no residential tax. It's all commercial tax base. And then we have a board of directors of 10 board members. And then what we try to do is get projects what we call shovel ready. We try environmental, the right-of-way acquisition, to where then we can go to GDOT and get the $3 or $4 million we need to build the project. For example, the North Winds project, we were able to get all the design done, the environmental, the right-of-way. Then we went to GDOT, and it was about a $2.5 million construction project, and they funded it for us. But we had already invested probably $1.2 million. But we leveraged it for more money. So what we try to do as a CID is not build roads, but get things ready and get all the, what I call the shovel ready work done, to where we can then go down to GDOT and ask for the funding and citizens of North Fulton.
Now, Brandon, let's back up and talk maybe at a higher level about transportation. I mean, one of the things I've heard you talk about, I mean, Amazon, of course, is in the news right now. They're looking for a second headquarters It's going to be a big deal. You've said very clearly that North Fulton, you know, we're all winner if Amazon lands in Georgia, but you've said clearly that North Fulton is not a, cannot be a player because of lack of transportation infrastructure. Talk about that.
Well, let me tell you this. I've been doing the chamber job for 15 years doing economic development. And I'll tell you, 15 years ago, the CEO locate that company based on where he or she wanted to live. So if they wanted to live in Sugarloaf, they were going to Gwinnett County. If they wanted to live in Golf Club of Georgia, they were coming to Windward. If they wanted to live in Marietta, they were going to the Cumberland area. Okay. You fast forward to today, that CEO is still making the decision, but he or she's making that decision based on one thing. Where's my talent? Where's the talent? It's not where I want to live. Where, I'll give you two examples. One, Athena Healthcare up here in Alpharetta. And they left because all of their employees lived down on the Beltline and Virginia Highlands. And so they moved to the Ponce City market when it opened because that's where their employees wanted to live, work, play, stay. The other example I'll give you is Gwinnett County. If you would have told the CEO of the Gwinnett Chamber 10 years ago that NCR would move from Dayton, Ohio to Gwinnett County, and then they would leave and go down to Tech Square where they're building their new building, he would have said that would never happen. Success lives in Gwinnett. They'll never leave Gwinnett. But they did. And the reason they left Gwinnett is they want to pull that talent out of Georgia Tech. So talent is dictating all the decisions. Amazon's a great example. They said, if you don't have transit, don't even apply. It was one of the top, it was number two on their list. And so, you know, I've told Mayor Belisle, he and I have kind of had some disagreement about transit coming up to North Fulton. But let me tell you, transit is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's an economic development issue. And if you don't have it, you're not going to be successful in the future in economic development. Let's just look at three companies. Mercedes-Benz, what do? They build cars. All right. State Farm, what do? They sell car insurance. Pulte Homes, what do? They build driveways and garages for cars. And all three of those companies want to locate around transit. And their business is built around automobiles. But they know that their employees want the transit options. Kids today want different things than when I finished business school. When I finished business school, I went to work for Quaker State Motor Oil, and I wanted to be a senior executive. I wanted stock options, and I wanted a company car. I told my son that, and he said, what's a company car? He didn't even know what a company, nobody knows what a company car is. The younger generation, that is not important to them. What is important to them is walkability, bike lanes, belt line type, and that's why they're doing the Alpha Loop here in Alpharetta, because they know that the younger generation wants those type of amenities. That's important to them.
Yeah, and that's a real mentality change in economic development, right? Mm-hmm. And so the question is, having leadership on that, and that's what you're trying to provide for Georgia globally and North Fulton specifically, to provide leadership around that. So let's talk about that from the Senate perspective. I mean, what do you see ahead in the legislative session that's coming up in 2018, what are we going to see on transportation?
I think we are finally going to see a regional transit effort for the Atlanta region. We've got to take the first bite of the apple. And one of the things I've been preaching is that you cannot have a fragmented system with Cobb doing their own thing, Gwinnett doing their own thing, Fulton, DeKalb, and Clayton doing their own thing with MARTA, and then Greta Express doing their own thing, and none of them collaborating and communicating. So we need to get those five big counties together. If you get those five big counties together, you're talking about a population of 4.5 million people, between 4.5 and 5 million people. That's almost half the population of the state. The population of the state's about 10.5 million people now. So if we can get those five counties to play together and do a regional system, if you remember, I did a trip from Kennesaw State to Gwinnett Arena. It's 32 miles. It took me 4 hours and 15 minutes. And one of the reasons it took me so long was because the routes aren't coordinated. And so what we have to do is work on coordinating those routes in Cobb, Gwinnett, and the MARTA system, along with Greta. And you got to be able to go to one website. Part of the problem I had when I took that trip, and you'll love this, I had to go to three different websites. I had to pay with three different methods, and it took me 4 hours and 15 minutes. Now, there are two type of transit riders. There's a lifeline rider that doesn't have an automobile that has to have transit. And then there's the lifestyle rider, like my wife or your wife, and that you want them to get out of their car and try transit. Well, if you have to go to three different websites, pay three different methods, and take 4 hours and 15 minutes, they're not going to get out of their car. So we have to have a regional system that is coordinated and communicates together and makes it seamless. And I'm convinced of this. We're not going to get everybody out of their cars, but I will tell you this. If we have a transit system that is seamless, efficient, and gets you where you want to go in a clean and most of all safe method, I do think people will take transit and use it as an option.
We're talking with Senator Brandon Beach here on North Fulton Business Radio, the CEO of the Greater North Fulton Chamber. Until the end of January 2018, then he'll be with the North Fulton CID. And we're talking about the transportation issue. And Brandon, there's a white elephant in the room that I need to ask. You talk about the fracturing of all these transit systems. It seems obvious to everybody listening, to everybody that lives in Atlanta, that we need one system that is connected, as you say. Why is there so much pushback against something like that? Why has that not happened?
Well, I think things are changing. I think Gwinnett's wanting to get on board now. Charlotte Nash has been very proactive, is looking at regional transit. I think even Mike Boyce, the new chairman over in Cobb County, is looking at it because of the economic development impact of Amazon. But also, I just think we have to look at things. We have to think of our citizens as customers, and we have to look at it from the customer's standpoint. And we have to have regional transit. We cannot have a fragmented system. And I think the pushback's going away because I do think people are, I know my constituents are sick and tired of sitting on Georgia 400 in gridlock, and they would like to have an option. And I think that, you know, one of the things that happened to me, I had an opponent last time, and one of the things I did, I polled North Fulton to see where we were at on this issue of MARTA because I tried to pass the MARTA bill. And I was getting beat up on it a little bit. 58% of North Fulton said they want to have the ability to vote on transit. And if they had the vote to build transit to Windward, 54% said they'd vote yes. The people are ahead of the politicians on this issue. And I think once the politicians know that, it'll give them some comfort to then say, we need to have this. And my idea is this, to your point, this fragmented system we have is to bring the five counties together, okay, and create a regional transit entity, and then rebrand MARTA to the Atlanta Transit Link, the ATL. So you would fly an ATL, you'd get on an ATL train, ATL express bus, ATL streetcar, ATL light rail when we get light rail, and eventually commuter rail. Everything would be branded ATL. It would be less confusing, because I will tell you right now, Mike, if you go down, and John, if you go downtown today, and you go down there, you will see MARTA buses, Gwinnett buses, Cobb buses. You'll see all these different buses, Greta Express, and you don't know what bus to get on. It's very, very confusing. And if we had a system that was, you know, collaborating and concise in a five-member county, I think we could make strides if we could get the five big counties to play in the same sandbox. So that's what we're working on.
Now, there's a business issue to this too, as well. Another one we haven't talked about, it seems to me, and that is the cost of doing business. So if your workers are having to come from further and further away and commuting in, it's real easy at a certain point for some of those workers to say, hey, I just can't make the trip to North Fulton anymore. It just doesn't make sense. And so you're having to pay up for employees if you're a business in North Fulton, right?
You're exactly right. So it has become a issue for the business community because it's expensive to live up here in North Fulton. So you have to import a lot of your employees, number one. And number two, I'll give you another example. My wife and I just had our six-month deal where they come out and check your filters on your air conditioning and your heating and so on. You know what time he showed up? 7:45. And he said it was because of traffic. He was supposed to be there a lot earlier, but he called us and he was caught in traffic, and he could. So goods and services are a problem too, to be able to get goods and services from point A to point B in time.
Talk a little bit about maybe some of the other issues that you'll be working on. I mean, I know transportation takes up all the air in the room sometimes for you, but talk about some.
We were talking before the show about the smart cars coming up.
That's
21st
right.
Century infrastructure and so forth, and the automated cars.
Yeah, there you go.
And you were saying some fascinating stuff.
Well, there's three issues that I focus on when I go around and speak, and that is obviously transportation infrastructure and transit. Number two is what I call 21st century infrastructure. We need to make sure we got the right fiber, the right small cells, the right sensors. We've got automated vehicles, autonomous vehicles that Ford and General Motors tell us will be here in 2022, which is not that far off. And they have to have 5G. And the only way to get 5G is to have these small cells implemented. So we have to get the local municipalities and the Georgia Powers of the world to allow us to put these small cells on light poles, Georgia Power poles, top of buildings. They've got to be, there's certain areas they have to be implemented for it all to work. And so we have to make sure we have what I call 21st century infrastructure. And then the third thing I talk about is a workforce for the 21st century jobs. And we need to make sure we have the talent. And I will admit to you this, 15 years ago when I got to the chamber, I didn't think we need to have a technical college up here. I thought, oh, all our kids go to a four-year college. They go to Georgia or Georgia Tech or Vanderbilt or Harvard or, you know, they go to a four-year college. I was wrong. I'll admit I was wrong. There is a huge need for technical certification and technical colleges. And so we see with Gwinnett Tech what we built up here across from Avalon. The parking lot's already full. The classrooms are full. And the employers need that talent. For example, cybersecurity. For every Georgia Tech engineer that works in cybersecurity, he's got 8 2-year certified employees working for him doing a lot of the work and a lot of the computer coding and the programming and whatever they have to do to figure out how they stop these criminals from coming into our businesses through hacking and so on. So it is important that we have these technical colleges. I think one of the best examples is Alcon. They make contact lenses up here in Johns Creek. They invested in the last 2 years, they've invested over $600 million in new manufacturing lines. Now, these are manufacturing jobs, but they're high tech. They pay $75,000 a year plus. And we put a program together between the technical college system, Quick Starts, and the Department of Labor. We put a program together that trained people for these high-tech manufacturing equipment that was coming from Germany. And so we trained them on these, and they filled those jobs. And that was a great example of where technical colleges come in to help supply a workforce, and they hired 250 people.
I'll tell you what, Brandon is moving maybe from the chamber to the CID, but you're not slowing down at all.
No, we're not going to slow down. I'm going to still be involved in this community. I got to tell you, I grew up in New Orleans, and I love New Orleans, but I had to leave. The reason I had to leave, the elected officials didn't take care of the education. And I will tell you guys, when you peel the onion back, education is what it's all about. If we have good K through 12 education, good technical colleges, and a good higher education system, Georgia will continue to be the number one state to do business. I don't know if you know this, but just last week, we were named the number one state to do business 5 years in a row. No state has ever done that. 3 years most. So you got to give Governor Deal and the General Assembly a lot of credit. We've really worked on tax policy and less regulation. And I will tell you, you look at one industry that we have just really decided we want to be in. And that was the film business. We wanted to be the Hollywood of the South. And we are. We're doing more movies and TV production. And the good news is, when we first started that, these California companies came here, filmed the movie, took advantage of the tax credit, and went back to LA and did all the post-production and the editing and so on. Now what you're seeing is they put roots down here. They've built infrastructure with Pinewood Studios, Screen Gems, Eagle Rock, and all these studios that are here. Tyler Perry, what he's built. And so now it's a cradle-to-grave industry, and it's permanent jobs. We've got somebody in our subdivision that was a stuntman that moved from Hollywood because he's doing so much work here, and now he loves it here because he said it's a cost the cheaper to live here. The cost of living is better. It's great schools, and it's just a great place to raise a family. And he is so happy to be here. And so it's an industry that I think we focused on, and we have done wonders with that industry.
What you're saying is when we put our mind to something, we can get it done, much like we're going to, you know, putting our minds together for this transportation issue.
Exactly. And put our minds to get Amazon.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Mike, every time I'm with Brandon, what I'm amazed at about him relative to a whole lot of people out there in the world is he drops so many names of people that he gives credit to. And that's what I really admire about him. And I think we needed to clear the decks to give Brandon an opportunity to talk a little bit about Brandon, give Brandon a little attention. And I'm glad we did that. So, Brandon, thanks for you. I really admire you for what you've done.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your friendship, your support of Business Radio X, coming on here and helping, you know, inform our listeners what's going on in the North Fulton area. And we hope, you know, we'll still see plenty of you. Well, as you say, we will.
You will.
So the door is always open here. For those out there, and of course, you know, you serve the state as a senator as well. For those that would like to be heard and maybe have some opinions, what's the best way to get those to you?
Well, just go to my website, Beach for Senate. My cell phone's on there. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Listen, I am proud to serve the citizens of the 21st District. I realize it's not my seat, it's their seat. So I have my cell phone. I'm very accessible. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear what's going on and what you need in this community. We're working on tax policy. We're working on several things to make sure that we keep the economic engine of this state rolling.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm glad he's working that hard so I don't have to work as hard. All you do,
yep.
Brandon.
He's got our back, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Senator Brandon Beach here on North Fulton Business Radio, CEO of the Greater North Fulton Chamber and soon with the North Fulton CID here on the program. Before we go, I want to let you know that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, then Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They also take care of our payroll here at Business Radio X.
And you're not as stressed as you used to be. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Well, it's because they don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. Visit Proactive Payroll Rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or call 404-410-0031. Thank you very much, John. Great show. And we will do it again next week as we do every Tuesday at 11:30, Business Radio X, North Fulton Business Radio.
Right.
We're on all the time. Go to businessradiox.com 24/7. You can listen to this show or any of our shows. Also, check us out on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Subscribe to our shows. They're all on iTunes as well.
We're probably on a social media channel you and I don't even know about because we get on all these social media
about
channels,
like
right?
Tumblr and things that I don't know what they are.
I have no clue, but North Fulton BRX,
Pinterest,
right?
We got lots of stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, John, see you next time.
Absolutely.
And for Trey, our producer, for doing all the work behind the scenes, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.